has found out that she does not have to eat dog food.
Oh,
and she's just quit. I mean, they're smart. These dogs are smart. They won't take him long to figure out that if he stops eating the dog food, then he'll get fed from the table more. And ours just won't.
I believe it'll be cheaper.
Yeah, but when our dog was pregnant with the puppies, we fed her. We've been feeding this dry food. But the vet said to go ahead and feed her this Alpo.
Which is more.
And that stuff runs up 50 cents a can. And she was eating 2 to 3 cans a day.
You get 33 and 37 here, depending on one of the three brands, one of the three chicken, meat, or liver, I think. Depends on that as to the price. I'd like to buy it wholesale. Then this is all I'd feed this dog, but he's not old enough. The vet told us 3 months old before we began to feed anything other than dry food.
Well, they're delightful dogs. They have all of the good characteristics of a bulldog without any of the bad characteristics, because a bulldog has his nose is so mashed in that he can't control his drooling.
Right.
A friend of mine in Florence is a veterinarian, and he has a big old English bulldog.
Oh,
built.
Yes, they're monsters.
And it's the sweetest old thing in the world, and he always wants to love you, and he'll ruin anything you're wearing, because if he comes within 2 feet of you, well, then you just get slobber all over your clothes, and that's it, you know, so they have to keep him. He's a big, affectionate, lovable old baby, but nobody can come close to him.
Well, that's the way I feel about Bernard.
Any dog, my bloodhound had that trouble too, with those big old saggy jaws. You know, every time she shook her head, you had to run for your life. I like, if you're going to have a little dog, that, in my opinion, is the best one to have. I used to teach banjo to...
Do you need a match?
No, I just was going to take a couple of puffs and stop. I used to teach banjo to Ruth Schaefer, who taught over here at the university. There were two of them, Ruth and Al Schaefer, both of them, Dr. Schaefer. And they raised miniature schnauzers, had a house full of them.
Beautiful.
Paid $300 and $400 for them, and then flew to Iowa, I believe it was, about to come and rode back with the dog, and paid some unbelievable price so that the dog would not be put in the cargo section of the plane.
Wow.
Put in the they wouldn't let her take it on the plane with her, but they put it on the plane in the stewardess cabin. And it was just, I couldn't believe it.
It's one of the most beautiful animals.
But
next to the boxer,
it's the most trouble, I think, of any dog, because you can't cut its hair. Its hair has to be pulled.
Oh, I didn't know this. Yeah.
And Ruth used to stay up. Ruth had nothing else to do, apparently, but she showed them and won a lot of shows with them. But I used to go over there to give her banjo lesson. And she was crippled, and she would be just sitting down. And the dog was trained to stand, and they had regular type tweezers, except the lip of the tweezers was about an inch wide. And she would just pull a big thing of hair out at a time and keep his hair thinned down that way. It was...
Well, I'm glad to be told that.
It's very
because one day I had hoped to own a
Well, if you don't plan to show them, you can just let them grow fluffy. Our poodle, we don't poodle clip our poodle. We just let her grow out, you know. But they're more trouble than I ever realized. Their poodles have hair that grows all the way down in their ears.
Oh, I didn't know this.
Yes, and you have to, at least twice a month, you have to sit down with a pair of tweezers and spend about 45 minutes. It doesn't hurt them. But you just have to pull all the hair out of their ears. If you don't, they get these ear infections, and it runs vet bills way up and all this kind of thing. My wife didn't know that either when she bought the poodle. She has to do it. Well, let me see. Yeah, I'm getting off the track. What about if you wanted your dog to attack another dog, you might say what?
Chicken.
Okay. What about a dog that is not any particular breed? It's just all kinds of breeds. You say, well, he's just a...
Mutt.
Okay.
Mongrel.
What about an animal that you get milk from?
Cow.
Okay. What about the male counterpart of that animal?
Bull.
Okay. Let's see. You ever hear anybody use the term for when a cow is going to have a calf? They might say, well, Daisy is going to...
Fold.
Okay. You ever hear the term freshen?
No.
sometimes people use that, especially dairy people use that for a cow when she's getting ready to give milk. That's why she's getting ready to freshen her cum fresh.
You should say spraying.
Yeah, spraying is one.
Mostly.
What about an animal that you put a saddle on and ride?
Horse.
Okay, and two of them would be two.